Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy 2016, and it is resolution season, and also time to talk about our new skincare products, the Bio Skincare System. And there's a lot to talk about on tonight's call, and David Sandoval, as he always does, is going to be hosting. It's our Purium Lifestyle Club call, and he has got a special guest. Her name is Rebecca Black, and she is a skincare consultant and a skincare expert. And they're going to have a deep discussion on our skincare products, what makes them so different, why our non-toxic products are as effective as they are. And I think it's going to be really, really interesting. So certainly we're in the midst of resolution season, weight loss season, cleansing season, detox season, transformation season. But boy, the information and news on our skincare products is too big to hold back. And so I know Dave's excited about interviewing Rebecca as well. And this is his show. It's a radio talk show style. So get out a piece of paper and a pen. I guarantee you there's going to be some great information you're going to want to share, especially if you want to promote our skincare products. And for those of you who have not heard, right after this call, Dave and I are going to do a one-ton challenge training call. We've got this new program, the One-Ton Challenge, targeting salons and spas and gyms. So it's going to be an action-packed hour, starting with the first half hour of Dave's radio show, Purium Lifestyle Club. So I'm going to turn it over to our owner and founder, David Sandoval.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you, David, for that. It is an amazing day to be transforming. I am in day three, rolling into day four, feeling fantastic. And just the amount of people, this has got to be the largest group that I've ever personally led. In the morning, we've got, you know, close to 100 people on the support calls at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. In the evening, we had over 115, close to 120 people on the support call, you know, in the evening. And what we're talking about here is we're talking about a lot of highly motivated people who are willing to take, you know, a very, very bold step into the unknown. And the unknown is 10 days without your regular rhythm of food and your regular consumption of calories. And wow, the results that we're getting back are amazing. So congratulations. I want to start out by saying congratulations to all of you who have made this choice, who are part of this group transformation. Some of you are starting today. Some of you, you know, are going to start tomorrow, and that's awesome. But some of us are in our fifth, fourth, third, second day because we came in right after the new year. So congratulations to all of you doing that. For those of you who chose the core three, wow, thank you for your feedback. People are calling me saying they came back to Purium for the core three, that they were feeling that they weren't really transformation-like ready, but they definitely feel great about the results on the core three. I had somebody tell me that doing the core three now for only 2 weeks, they're confident they're going to be able to do a 10-day transformation within the next 2 weeks. So loving the core three, it is truly, truly a re sort of, you know, it's, you know, when you have Thanksgiving dinner and then you make a casserole out of the leftovers and it's better than, you know, than the dinner was the night before. Well, that's sort of like the core three. The core three is sort of like the casserole we made from the leftovers, but it's amazing. It's even better than the original meal for many people. So, you know, so love the core three. It is, and of course, we can't give an update without talking about the kids' products. I don't think we've ever had a more successful launch of a product line, meaning having no negative feedback. The only negative feedback I had is, why don't you say it's for adults? And so even though, you know, it's not on the approved flex food list because it wasn't there then, I am seeing a lot of you, including my own daughter, you on Facebook saying that the kids MVP is their new favorite flex food. So I don't know if I could resist that. I think it's pretty cool. So the kids' products are amazing. And by the way, all of you adults who have been using the Focus, the In Focus, obviously that's not for kids either. So there's no doubt that two of those four kids' products have become really, really popular. with our adults as well, and that's pretty cool. But the coup de grace, and again, I said we're now a three-headed monster. We've got the core three, we've got the kids products, and we have the newly relaunched, the original amazing quality we were looking for in our bio skincare. Bio stands for beauty from inside out. And we have done something no one's ever done before. We have literally taken phytochemistry and applied it to the skin it just has never been done before. I guess I'm repeating myself. There's no other way to say it. We're first timers. And when we went about to do this, we wanted to get it right. And the first time we took a swing and, you know, we fouled one off. But this time we hit it out of the park. And in order to make sure that we were going to do this right, in order to make sure that we got it right, we went out and we hired a world-class skincare expert. Her name is Rebecca Black. She has agreed to do back-to-back with Rebecca Black shows. That means she's going to be on with me tonight, and she's going to be on with Amy tomorrow. Now, I am, you know me, I'm the one who has got the toughest questions that come to me. You guys don't give Amy the tough questions. I guess she's so sweet, but you have no problem giving me the tough ones, and I have no problem answering them. And tonight, I'm going to get a little help. So I put together what I thought were the five toughest questions that I've gotten from our field. I'm going to present them to our skincare experts. So without further ado, I want to make sure that we have Rebecca on the line.
I am here, Dave. Can you hear me?
We can. Thank you for patiently waiting as we got through our first few minutes, but we now are all about the bio. And so, you know, we wanted to make sure that these products had a shepherd, that these products had a guide who really understood the territory. If you're going to go and you're going to climb the mountain, you got to have the Sherpa, right? You got to have the guide who knows the territory. So we went and we got one. And this is her. Her name's Rebecca Black. And Rebecca, would you please be so kind? Well, Amy and I were impressed with your credentials, and that's the reason we hired you. I want you to just share a little bit of your background with our audience so they could be equally as confident as you as we are.
Wow, Dave. Thank you so much for such a generous introduction. I definitely have enjoyed every part of the formulation process here and creating a world-class product. I've been in the beauty industry for about a decade, and I became aware of the toxic load that the beauty industry that I so dearly love was placing on people. And so as a result of that, I became aware of a European nation's strict policy and ban on over 1,000 chemicals that they will not allow in their skincare. And I was so shocked to learn that the United States only bans 11. So I began searching for the non-toxic alternatives here in the United States that I could not only use on myself, but also for clients. And I was very disappointed that I couldn't find those things on the store shelves. So I started making my own, and I've been doing it for many years, and I've created some pretty amazing products, and I'm so happy to now have a commercially available product that can get out to more people than just what I can reach in my area.
So having studied, you know, this extensive list of of European no-nos, et cetera, what is it, you know, why is it that we couldn't make a product that is 100% organic? That's what a lot of people are looking for.
Well, the reason you can make things that are 100% organic, absolutely. And they're only going to be in your bathroom cabinet for a week at the most. But most of them are going to have to be in glass bottles, and they're going to have to be refrigerated. They are not anything that you can create on a mass scale to give to anybody. So you can create a great product that is not 100% organic, but it is all natural, and it is non-toxic, and it doesn't contain any toxic chemicals in it that are going to harm your skin, and long-term exposure is going to cause cancer, endocrine disruption. You don't have any of that terrible stuff, but you still have a really great product.
So, you know, I've found that the, you know, that people are, they need a safe haven. They need some place to go that they know that stuff is not going to be, you know, chemically oriented, genetically modified, dangerous, you know, and toxic. And because of that, I think it's natural for them to go and think that the same standards that apply to food, organic, you know, maybe that's the same safety umbrella for cosmetics. But I think the best safety umbrella is the diligence, the type of due diligence that we did. So a lot of our ingredients sound like chemicals. And if I were, let's say, to go by the rule that I use when I tell people, when you're reading the ingredients on a label, if you can't pronounce it, then you shouldn't eat it. So why is that not the rule with cosmetics?
Well, many of the vitamins and minerals and things that you find on the store shelf, a lot of times we know them in their layman's terms. And this is a great question. It's one of my favorite about skincare, because people see these really big names like acetic acid on an ingredient list, and that's nothing more than vinegar. They see something like dihydroascorbic acid, that is simply a particular form of vitamin C. They will see retinoic acid, retinal palmitate. Those are just other names and forms of something commonly known as vitamin A. So that's why you see all these fancy names, because the skin is a different beast. And if you eat organic, but you put terrible things on your skin is your largest organ, and it filters things through. What you ingest internally pushes things out. So you may see a really fancy name on a label in cosmetics, but it really is nothing harmful at all.
So in other words, some of these scientific names or chemical names, they're used in the cosmetic industry, but in reality, it could be something as simple as vinegar, something as simple as hyaluronic acid, or vitamin C. And
absolutely.
And the most important thing is safety. And, you know, so the question everybody has on their mind is, you know, how do we know that these are safe? So would you take some time and go through sort of the, you know, the steps that we took and the assurances that we've made? Because when it comes down to it, if we could get dramatic effects, and I know that we can, and we are 100% sure that there are no side effects or harmful ingredients, that is the holy grail for us. And we absolutely believe that it can be achieved and that it has been achieved. So how do we know that these products are safe?
Dave, that is a great question. You know, as you mentioned at convention, and maybe some of you on the line were not there, we took the industry standards for cosmetics and we said, this is a whole list of ingredients that we don't want. We then narrowed down an even smaller list, because we took out anything that the Whole Foods database did not approve of. We took it down even further by comparing it to the EWG database and not using any ingredient that had an EWG rating of 3 or higher. And then I came in and I took it one step further than that, and I made sure it complied with all of the European regulations for the safety of skincare. So that is how we know. We have put 4 different screens of lists that go on and on and on and on to ensure that we are putting the highest quality into this product.
Fantastic. Now, this is a question I've gotten more often than any other, because our people love us and they believe us. They know that we tell them that we're looking after them, that we are. But some people are asking, why is it that after the third or fourth day of using the products, and sometimes for as long as 2 weeks, that their skin could actually get dry and rough patches, even while they see it getting better, they have this underlying dry and rough patch areas. Could you explain, is that a bad thing, a good thing? Should it be happening? What's going on there?
Absolutely. It is definitely a good thing, because what is happening is you are cleansing the skin with a vitamin C, the purest form, the L-ascorbic acid, and you are sloughing off all of those dead cells. It will take 2 to 3 weeks for your skin to go through what I commonly refer to as a boot camp in adjusting to this. You are ingesting your aloe. You are ingesting that hyaluronic acid. It's building all of that stuff up on the inside, and everything that you're putting on the outside, you're increasing your cellular turnover. You are brightening, tightening, firming the skin with the vitamin C cleanser. You are putting some amazing peptides in with the wrinkle serum, and then you are locking in that moisture with the night cream. So it's absolutely normal that anytime you begin any type of anti-aging regimen, that your skin is going to have an adjustment period. If you begin eating completely organic and you've been used to nothing but processed foods, your body is going to go through a little bit of a change, and your skin is certainly no different.
Well, that really is a good explanation. I know that a lot of the people have told me exactly what you said, that after it goes through that original sort of sloughing off period and their skin is in a normal rhythm again, that it has been nothing but amazing, amazing, beautiful young baby skin. You know, I was looking at the ingredients, and, you know, I know that I went and I insisted that there were certain ingredients in there, you know, the hyaluronic acid, vegetarian hyaluronic acid. Almost all of the hyaluronic acid I have seen on the market is of an animal source, very unethically harvested. So I'm really proud that we have a vegetarian hyaluronic acid. We have the clinically proven astaxanthin, the superoxide dismutase, as well as, of course, the Aloe 200X. These are my babies, and I have a justification for each one of those. You know, the astaxanthin gets rid of micro lines. The hyaluronic acid rehydrates the cells. The superoxide dismutase is the most powerful antioxidant that repairs the damage done to cells and reduces dark spots, you know. And, you know, each one of these ingredients has a very specific purpose, but there are some of the ingredients, because I am not a 100%, you know, knowledgeable on all of these, that I had to trust the experts on. And so would you do me a favor and just pick out one or two or, you know, up to three, I guess, of your favorite funky ingredients that are in here that you think are going to make a huge difference in addition to the ingredients that I personally chose and selected? What is it that I need to know about, that we need to know about when we're talking about these products, so that we could really understand the movers and the shakers? I know that every ingredient is important, but who are the big boys in the room, if you would?
Great, great question. So when you're talking to people about this, the biggest thing that you want to stress is the phytochemistry that goes along with this Simple Core 3 skincare topical. You have the L-ascorbic acid, which are essentially the vitamin C crystals that you can buy, the pure forms of them that you can put on your skin. And then the kelp extract. It is rich in vitamins and minerals. It helps all of those cells slough off. End of the day, you're washing everything off. And the wrinkle serum, The phosphatidylcholine and the peptide blend are my two personal favorites, because those are skin repairing agents that are a crucial part of your cell communication. Because as you walk outside and the sun damages your skin, you have environmental factors that are just really causing some harsh effects on your skin. Your cells become damaged. That phosphatidylcholine in that wrinkle serum makes those cells talk to each other. It forms a protective layer over them. The peptide blend is full of key botanical extracts that are blended together to increase the hyaluronic acid synthesis. They reduce inflammation, they increase collagen production, and they enhance your skin's elasticity and firmness. I already know that I'm over the three, but I have a few more in the night cream that I want to talk about as well.
Please
do. Night cream, my three favorite ingredients in the night cream is the niacin. That is a potent ingredient that prevents your skin from losing water, and it stimulates microcirculation in your dermal layer of the skin. It also helps with the hyperpigmentation. When you sleep, a lot of us sleep with cotton pillowcases, so a lot of times you lose a lot of moisture when you're sleeping, which is why night creams were created in the first place. So the niacin in that night cream is really going to help protect the cleansing and the peptides that you have already put on your skin. In the night cream, one of my other favorites is the grapefruit cell extract. That contains essential phytonutrients that neutralize free radicals that damage the cells. It is also a natural source of vitamin A, C, and E. An amazing, amazing product. And also the evening primrose oil that is so rich in omega-6 fatty acids, including linoleic acid and gamma linoleic acid. That powerhouse helps to maintain the moisture levels in your skin. This night cream is so amazing and soothing to the skin. It is a must do. I actually use it as a daytime moisturizer too, underneath my daily sunscreen, because it does help with the free radicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis. So I know I picked way more than three ingredients, but I couldn't just narrow it down to three. I'm sorry.
Nope. No problem at all. And, you know, I'll tell you, when you were talking about those ingredients and their effect, I kept thinking about the synergy that they are having with the Relax. Not just the Renew, but the Relax, because the Relax is meant to reduce skeletal muscle tension and to help you get through the night without having that TMJ and that, you know, those, that tension that a lot of people have that actually make you wake up with wrinkles. And so, you know, I don't know if you guys realize, but originally the Relax formula was created for a very good friend's mom who had Bell's palsy, and her face was being distorted. Whenever she got under stress, her face would distort uncontrollably, and it had a tick in it, meaning not the type of ticks that suck blood, but the type of tick where she had an irritation, a repetitive motion. And I started experimenting with different herbs and different combination of herbs, and I finally came across this combination, you know, of herbs that helped relax the musculature. And it really, really helps. Some people say it helps them sleep better than they've ever slept before as well. And so we're going to be addressing internally, not just nutritionally, the regeneration and the rejuvenation of cells. We're also going to be addressing muscle tension and skeletal muscle tension, which could cause the type of wrinkles that we typically reduce with Botox. And so we've actually have a natural alternative to Botox. We have the world's first ingestible wrinkle remover that has these incredible four ingredients. So this system that we've put together of five amazing products, three topical, two internal, and it answers the question, why aren't we slapping a bunch of, like, you know, decomposing apricot on our face just because it's organic? Well, because our skin is typically where things like when we digest things internally, but our skin is more for breathing and elimination. So it takes in very fine particles, but it typically gives off. And so the secret to creating proper skin products are products that go in and get out, go in and get out. They shouldn't lay on top. They should go in and be absorbed. And so, and then the whatever remaining gets washed off, and that nourishes the skin. But the bottom line is that we have done it better than I've ever seen it done before. In case you don't forget, in case you haven't heard, I used to write for Skin Inc. magazine. I've written articles for Skin Inc. magazine. I've written articles for Le Nouveau Esthétique. I used to be a keynote speaker at the International Congress of Estheticians year after year after year, speaking to thousands of skincare experts. And I always asked myself, why doesn't anybody do it right? And, you know, once we concentrated on it, once we focused on it, once we got, our expert Miss Black here with us, we have done it right. We are poised to enter a market that the largest network marketing companies in the world dominate. Of the five largest network marketing companies in America, they are all skincare. They are more than twice as big as the next biggest company. So I want to let you know this is a huge opportunity. So I want to give Rebecca the final word. How is it that we compare to the other products on the market today?
Dave, I will tell you, in the decade that I have been in the beauty industry, working very heavily in skincare, salon, spa environments, there is nothing out there that I have seen that even compares. And the thing that really sets Purium's bio apart is that it truly is beauty from the inside out. No other system out there has the internal and external system that works in an amazing synergy together. There's nothing that I have seen out there that even comes close. You know, Dave, I would like for you to tell me why everyone is so interested in this being a completely organic line.
You know, the truth is that it's because of the great education that Amy and I have done. You know, it's because of the fact that people are scared to death of what people who they thought they could trust have put into their skincare. And they're looking and they go, oh my God, I heard that there's a bunch of nasty stuff in skincare. I want to look at the label and recognize every ingredient the way that I do with food. And so I'm so proud of our people for actually asking and demanding that it be organic. I'm going to be equally proud of them for trusting us in that it does not have to be organic. If it was 100% organic, it would not be half as good. It may sound twice as good because the word organic is so sexy, but it would not be half as good. And the reason we want it to be organic is to know that it's safe. The reason we want it to be organic is to make sure that there's no GMOs and no nasty chemicals that are going to harm us. So we've taken and we've made those assurances for you. We guarantee you that this is as safe could be. So it may not be organic, but I'll tell you this. When people look at your face, they're going to be saying, I know she eats organic. I know he eats organic because you are going to look organic. You are going to be organic because of this product. So amazing, amazing information, Rebecca. I want to invite everybody to stick around because we are about to bring David Litt back on the line. We want to thank Rebecca. Everybody, please, get to know the new skincare product. It is the best, the finest. It is beauty from the inside out. So thanks again to our special guest. And I'd like to ask if David Litt, my next special guest, is on the line.
I am, David. Can you hear me?
I can. What a great call with Rebecca. Really appreciate it. And don't forget, she'll be back tomorrow with Amy going over another list of questions, the ones that Amy has, not the ones that I had. So you got Amy back to back with Rebecca Black coming back at you tomorrow night. So tune in again.
You are the master of the rhyme, back to back with Rebecca Black. That sounds like a radio show for sure. So, well, good. Well, yeah, lots of great information, exciting information, and a bunch of stuff I didn't realize. So, thanks for sharing that, asking great questions, and adding your piece to it. It was very informative.
Yeah, it was amazing. I can't wait to listen in tomorrow night again. And now I'm telling you, I'm inviting everybody to stick around because I want you to know about this new program that we're going to try to reach, you know, not just help America lose one ton. We want to make, you know, have 100, 200 one-ton challenges going out there. We want to help America lose 1 million, 2 million pounds. We want to be the company that did that. And it's going to be really cool when we start being known as the one-ton challenge company, the Core 3 company, the kids' nutrition product, the bio skincare. We're going to be unstoppable. Hey, we should make a song about that. But anyway, the bottom line is the one-ton challenge is it's a little brainchild that we came up with. It's a combination of what I heard from the field. And somebody from the field said, you know what my goal is, Dave? My goal is to help my community lose one ton. And I said, wow, that's quite a challenge. And all of a sudden it was born, the one ton challenge. I said, if that person could help their community lose 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, then I want to see if we could formalize that. And I brought a lot of ideas that have been waiting for sort of an opportunity. So I get so excited about this. I want to turn it over to David because he takes my excitement and he turns it into logic. He takes my ideas and he turns them into programs. He takes my pitches and he turns them into scripts. So, David Litt, I know how busy you were. I know when I came to you with this idea, you rolled your eyes, you threw your hands up, and you go, Dave, we just said we're not taking on any new projects. We're in the middle of 5 projects, and the first thing you do is come up with another project. So thank you for still loving me. And let's tell people what I came up with or what we came up with.
Well, sure, absolutely. Well, the one-ton challenge is definitely a program that's going to appeal to lots of Americans because 2 out of every 3 Americans are either overweight or obese. You know, so there's 100 million people every year that spend more than $60 billion trying to lose weight. Obviously, you know, with our 10-day transformation, we have a program that's fast and easy and healthy and simple and you know, the question is just how do we go and touch more people and get out to more people and see more people? And as a former spa owner, and some of you know that, but many of you don't, I mean, I actually carried the Purium products in my spa. So before I was a consultant, and I've known David Sandoval for 15 years. And so my family has always used these products. And when I opened up my spa, the only products that I carried in my spa was a body transformation spa, were the Purium products. We didn't have the transformation at that point. But I did carry the aminos. I did carry the Apothecary. I did carry green foods, you know, because that's what was best for my clients. I knew that these products were natural and high quality. So I can say as a marketing person for Purium, but maybe more importantly in this regard, as a spa owner, I knew that these products could help my clients lose weight. And I had lots and lots of people walking through the door all the time wanting to lose weight. So, you know, I can get into the details and more of the numbers and data, or you can, Dave, as far as, you know, the number of salons and gyms and spas and, you know, just some overview to give people, you know, a sense of how many people walk through these doors all the time. Well, I'll go ahead and jump
sorry
in.
Sorry about
and,
that. I had it on mute for a minute, David, and I was struggling with my buttons.
Yeah, no problem.
But here's what blew my mind, David. What blew my mind is I used to try to sell to health food stores, right? And I realized there were only 4,800 classic health food stores in the whole United States. Now, that's grown to about 6,000 now, and there's about 6,000 more GNCs, which I don't consider classic health food stores. So that means in the entire United States, there's 12,000 places that are considered some form of health food store. And guess what? There's close to 200,000 beauty salons. Now, let me tell you the difference, David. When you go into a beauty salon, you're excited because you're about to look better. and you know that you're going to relax in a chair and you're going to talk to one person, and that person is somebody you trust. And that's a lot different experience. When you go into the health food store, there's going to be thousands of products competing for your attention, and the only person that's in the aisle is typically somebody who's, you know, more about nutrition than they do, that's for sure. And it's not the best environment. And so what I found is I would rather be in a beauty salon and be the only nutrition product when someone has a half an hour minimum to sit and listen about it and to listen from somebody they trust. So the environment, the opportunity, and the ability to get somebody's attention with their full focus is unprecedented. Do you know that today you could buy everything online, you could get it delivered, or you could drive through, and the one exception is getting your haircut. When you get your haircut, you need to set aside time, you need to make an appointment, you need to drive there, you need to sit down, you need to give your full attention to that person. You can't even move for 45 minutes. That just doesn't exist anywhere in the world today. It is a unique environment like none other in the world today.
Yeah, it's really well said. And I know when I owned my spot, it was the same thing. You know, people would come in. They were coming in for the experience. They had the relationship with the technician. You know, they wanted to spend time with the therapist to unwind and relax. And, you know, that is the perfect environment to have a conversation about nutrition and health and wellness and weight loss and all those things. And in addition to all the salons you were just talking about, there are 20,000 spas in the U.S., 150 million spa visits every year, and there's another 35,000 gyms. 54 million people have a gym membership. So, you know, when you talk about salons, spas, and gyms all together, chances are in the next 30 to 60 days, everyone on this phone is going to be either at a salon, at a gym, or at a spa. So there are lots of people,
really,
you know, most people.
That statistic blows my mind. Would you repeat that for me one more time?
Well, there are 20,000 spas. There's 35,000 gyms. There's, like you say, 100,000 plus salons. You know, most people get their hair cut six times.
But in the next 30 days, in the next 30 to 60 days, then almost every single person we know is going to go through one of those environments.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so no question about that. The average person gets their hair cut 4 to 6 times a year. We got 54 million people with a gym membership, and, you know, probably 30, 40 million of them are in the gym here over the next week or so. Then it may go all the way down to, you know, just maybe 10 million or so, you know, but everybody's making those resolutions. They're in the gym here, you know, these next 2, 3, 4 weeks. So, yeah, between the salons, the gyms, the spas, you know, most people you know will be through one of those doors in the next 60 days for sure. And two-thirds of the people are obese or overweight. And almost half have made a New Year's resolution. And number one resolution is weight loss. And number three resolution is getting healthy and getting fit. So bottom line is you've got people who are looking to lose weight. They're going into these facilities. They have relationships with these facilities that are quite unique. And one other thing, too, that I want to say about being a spa owner is I had several different people and companies call on me to try to sell me skincare. I did not have one company call on me to try to sell me weight loss or nutrition products. So I was open for several years, and nobody ever came to my door and asked me about that. I mean, you know, it was interesting that, you know, that just seemed like a big hole in the marketplace. And you know, this is an opportunity for us as marketers to go and address that need.
Now, David, I just want to let everybody know I did some market research. I spent $3,000. I hired a telemarketing company. They got a list of beauty salons. They called the beauty salons, and the response was overwhelming. I'm not saying that everybody, but nobody said, I'm not interested. Everybody said, oh, my God, that sounds interesting. You know, could you tell me more, send me more information, or could you call back when the owner's here, because I'm positive that they're going to be interested. And so the receptivity in my market research is what drove me to move faster and to try to create that opportunity for our members in time for them to take advantage of this very unique season, as you called it, transformation season. So anyway, I know that you've got some more of this awesome information to share, but I just wanted to say that this isn't coming out of left field. We did some market research, and you are going to benefit from the research that we did.
Yeah, and I've heard some good feedback also on the scripts as well. So, you know, I agree, not only the market research we did, but just some of the real-world research here over the last week or two as people have been picking up the phone and calling, you know, all these facilities. And one of the things you told me, which is true too, is, you know, most everybody on the phone here, they go to a salon or, a spa or a gym already, and they have relationships themselves. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities to connect with these types of businesses, and these businesses have oftentimes thousands of people, if not hundreds of people, walking through the door. So if you don't mind, David, you know, do you want me to talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of the program, who's eligible,
yeah, would you
how
please,
does it work?
I think that's what people are tuning in for right now. I'm going to take a back seat. I want you to take them through the nuts and bolts. I'm so excited. I'll just bite my tongue for a minute. Take it away.
Sure. Perfect. Well, you know, we're going to be coming out with a program guide tomorrow, and the one-ton challenge packs will be available on Friday to purchase. So tomorrow you'll have this program guide. It'll go through in even more detail than I'm going to go through tonight, all of who's eligible and how does the program work from the Puria members' perspective, how does it work from the business's perspective, all those kinds of things. So it'll be online in your back office and resources. But, you know, just to answer the question simply, who's eligible? You know, this is a program only for salons, spas, gyms, and doctors' offices that have a well-established flow of customers. So, unfortunately, regular Puria members can't purchase a one-ton challenge pack, but the good news is you can promote the one-ton challenge to salons, to spas, to gyms, to doctors' offices. So everyone could take advantage of the opportunity. It's just you can't buy a one-ton challenge pack unless you are a salon, a spa, a gym, or a doctor's office with well-established customer flow. And assuming this goes well, and we assume it will, that we see this is something we could do for other professional markets, so maybe charitable organizations or other types of markets. But for now, real estate offices and charities and those do not qualify. This one-ton challenge right now is for salons, spas, gyms, and doctor's offices. So to make sure that that's the case, we're going to ask the people who are purchasing the enrollment pack, the one-ton challenge enrollment pack, that they're only going to be sold through the Purium call center, and that the business owner is going to have to email just a scanned copy of a business card or some other proof that the business qualifies as a salon, a spa, a gym, or a doctor's office. So we're going to try to keep it simple, try to keep it tight, try to keep it focused here for the first 30, 60, 90 days of the year, see how it goes. And again, assuming that this is a program that works, then maybe there's other marketing materials we can create for other types of group buying opportunities. So, you know, professional marketing is a really good opportunity, and we're just sticking our toe in the water and want to do it in a way that we can manage it and we can handle it, and you can manage it and you can handle it. And so the communication and the scripts are targeted for salons and spas and gyms and doctor's offices. So how does the program work for you as a Purium member? You can approach any salon, spa, gym, doctor's office with a big flow of clients. And we've got some phone scripts, we've got some follow-up emails, and of course we've got a ton of third-party reference materials. You know, we've got our information and links on Muscle and Fitness, Harper's Bazaar magazine. We have our cost per pound flyers. We have our transformation brochures. We have our transformation videos. We have text messages. I mean, we have so much great information about the transformation. It should be pretty simple, and in fact, my recommendation would be, you know, once you get the appointment, bring in some Appleberry Power Shake, keep it super, super simple, and, you know, people will understand. Business owners are going to give you a short period of time, and they're going to want to know that the product, you know, the product tastes good, that it works, that it's guaranteed, that it comes from a reputable source, and they're going to want to know how to make money. So how you make money is that when you enroll one of these salons, spas, gyms, or doctor's offices, it's going to cost them $499 for the pack. It's $549 when you give them a gift card. It'll be $499 for the pack. There's going to be 300 BV points. and it's going to go through the Gold Rush Gold Pack level. So you're going to earn a $75 bonus when you enroll somebody with the one-ton challenge pack. And just like the Gold Rush works, the more that you sell in a week, the more that your bonus increases. So, but really, the initial sale is just the beginning. That's not why you're doing it, and that's not why the business is doing it. The real money and the real volume is in the ongoing sale of the 10-day transformations. You know, the goal is to, you know, help people to lose weight, and not only the 10-day transformations, but of course the Core 3 and the other products that we offer. And of course, you know, here's the thing that's amazing is that there are over 10 million people who currently promote a network marketing business or opportunity or product in the United States. So all those gyms, all those salons, all those spas, there are great network marketers that are working out, that are getting their hair cut, that are going for spa treatments, walking through the doors, and when they see this program, you know, the business owner and you may make more money enrolling one person who ends up being the next crown, the next superstar, just because you had a poster or a flyer or a sticker up there or you were handing out samples. So that's the thing that's great about these businesses. They provide a ton of traffic. So the upfront money, you know, you're going to make, like I say, Gold Rush, Gold Pack money. But really the big opportunity is to help that business be successful. So when we talk about the responsibilities of the Purium member, you know, most doctors, salon owners, spa owners, I can speak from personal experience, gym owners, they're busy people. They want you to make this easy, easy, easy. So they're providing you a steady flow of clients walking through the door, and you need to have a good agreement with that business owner as to how they want it to run. But I would say, you know, you want to set up in the facility for a day or two, maybe a small table, preferably during business hours when there's a big flow of traffic, but maybe to get your foot in the door, you might even have to have an open house after hours. And we've got some posters and some stickers for display. We've got some flyers to hand out. And like I say, a little bit of Appleberry PowerShake goes a long way. Gift cards, bring a tablet computer, bring a laptop computer, show some videos. Or for those who are really busy, just give them the text message platform, you know, which is 55678 in the U.S., 70734 in Canada. And we've got amazing videos. And you can have them text the word one ton. And it's done two different ways, so it works either way. Either the number one, T-O-N, or O-N-E-T-O-N. Both of them are set up with the same text message program, the same set of videos, comparison flyers, and information. So if you're in that facility, if you're in that salon, you know, there's a waiting room of busy people, and they're like, well, this really sounds interesting. I'd like to learn more. Then, you know, you can say, just text the word one ton to 55678. It'll take them 30 seconds, a minute. And it's very non-intrusive. So, you know, your business owner is giving you access to these people. You want to be respectful. You want to be professional. You want to add value by giving some samples. And like I say, the money and the fortune is in the follow-up. The fortune is in the ongoing purchase of Purium product, the ongoing sharing of gift cards. So, you know, partner up with your business owner. And, you know, those that have larger facilities or multiple facilities, you know, that's where you can really start to see, you know, potentially big upfront money and big ongoing money. But, you know, how does the program work for the business, for the salon, the spa, the gym owner, the doctor? They're going to be buying that pack, like I say. It's going to be $499 after you give them the $50 gift card. And the pack is going to include a transformation so the business owner can participate in his or her own challenge. I think that's really important. You know, if the business owner is excited about it, they're going to do a transformation themselves. You know, that's going to speak a lot for, especially in a smaller business, that, you know, they're going to be really bought into the program. The program, the one-ton challenge pack includes two posters, two stickers, and 100 flyers to promote the challenge. And it does include our new unlimited gift card program. So the business owner will start with 100 gift cards, and once those 100 gift cards are redeemed, the company, Purium, will send 100 more absolutely free. So your job is to invite, present, enroll, sample, share information, follow up, keep it simple, keep it fun, keep it non-intrusive. And basically the business owners open up the doors, putting up the posters and the stickers and allowing you to hand out the flyers and the gift cards. Now, of course, your salon owner, your spa owner, your gym owner, they're going to make what every Purium member makes. They're going to make $50 every new transformer. And we've got, the goal is for people to help their community lose 2,000 pounds, one ton. The average person loses 10 pounds on the transformation. So that's 200 people that we're shooting for. And because they have the unlimited gift cards, they could be getting 200 people on their program and each person losing 10 pounds. But importantly, they're making $50 for every new transformer. $50 per transformer times 200 transformations, that's 10 grand. And for a small spa owner, a small salon owner, a small gym owner, an extra 10 grand is a lot of money. And we're also giving away an extra $2,000 for the first facility to hit 200 personally enrolled transformations. So we'll be tracking that independently. One business will earn $2,000 as our first one-ton challenge winner. But again, the big money, the ongoing money, the residual money, the serious money is on the continued purchase of products from those transformers. It's the core three products, month 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, year 2, 3, 4, 5, and potentially some of those transformers handing out gift cards, doing healthy happy hours, and doing what we do as promoters. So it's a really simple program. You know how the transformation works. You know how the membership works. So basically, as long as you can tell your salon owner, your spa owner, your gym owner, your doctor, hey, listen, I'm going to do most of the work. I'm going to hang up the posters and the stickers and hand out the flyers and the samples and the gift cards, and I'm going to educate people on the text message platform, and I'm going to make sure I provide great service and great follow-up, and I'm going to be a great, you know, extension of your facility, and I'm going to make sure that there's going to be a lot of income coming in, not just in this first 30 days, not just in this first 60 days. There's going to be lots of income coming month 2 and 3 and 5 and 10. And, you know, not only that, but this is a really important piece of the puzzle, is that our products represent a way to enhance the relationship that the salon owner, the spa owner, the gym owner has with their clients. That's the reason I put Purium products into my facility. It wasn't to make money selling off of the shelf. It really wasn't. My main goal was I wanted people to have a good relationship with my spa. And I knew that if I could help them to lose weight and be healthier, it was another reason why they would come back to my spa. So it was really about the results. It was really about the retention for my primary business. It was really about the referrals that were happening around my facility. So I spent a couple $100,000 to open up my spa. You know, I made a lot of money when people did treatments at my spa, and I felt like and knew that when people did the Purium products in conjunction with the treatments in my spa, that they would get better results, that they would stay on my spa treatments longer, that they would refer more people, and that meant more income in my primary business, let alone the money that I made promoting the Purium products. So if you could really get clear, and it works perfectly for like a gym owner. You know, these people are coming into the facility. They want to get in shape. The exercise is just one part of the equation. Good eating is a huge part of the equation. So get on side with the business owner. Help them to know that you're there to enhance their business, to enhance their brand, to provide better results for their clients, to improve their primary business. And, oh, by the way, you can make a bunch of extra money off of the same people walking through the door. That's the cheapest marketing there is people are already walking through the door. It's called share of wallet. And, you know, if somebody's paying $25, $30, $50, $70 for a haircut, and suddenly now they buy a transformation and you're making an extra $50, and, oh, by the way, they're on a core three, and every month you're making another $5 or $10 from them, and, oh, by the way, they hand out some gift cards, and the next thing you know, that same person that you were making, you know, $30, $40 every few months from, now you're making far more from that same person and enhancing your relationship with them. So, Dave, I went on a little bit longer than I planned to, but hopefully that gives people a little bit of a sense of how the program can work. Like I said, we'll have a program guide that we'll put together, that's already put together, that will be up on the back office tomorrow. The challenge pack, the one-ton challenge packs, will be available through the call center beginning on Friday. So, hopefully I covered most of the information you wanted.
You did.
But,
Yeah, you did. And I think that what I really want to explain to people is I am so flattered by the quality of people that we have, the enthusiasm of the people we have, the motivation of the people we have. And they would call me and they'd say, Dave, I need people to talk to. I've got the fire in my belly. I want people to talk to. I don't have enough people to talk to. I need people to talk to. And guess what? This is for you. And I know the people who are out there, you're chomping at the bit. You're saying, this now gives me a target audience. I could go out and I could sing my song. And I want to remind you that it is only through the first 3 or 4 or 5 attempts that you're going to learn how to do this. Don't go out to the first salon and get discouraged if they don't immediately say, yes, this is amazing. You have to be able to refine your pitch. But here's the last thing I'm going to tell you. People tell me all the time, Dave, I've got the structure, but I don't have the volume. Dave, I've got the volume, but I don't have the structure. If you begin to use these tools and tap into these environments, you're going to build both the structure and the volume. And as a non-network marketing guy, for me to be able to tell you that I am understanding of your need to match your volume with your structure, that I finally get it, and I'm bringing you a tool to help you do it easier than you can, unless you're David Scoltetti or someone like that who already has a lot of contacts. Well, not all of you do, but you aspire for that type of success. And this is now, I believe, the recipe to help you to build that success. And I want to, just your enthusiasm is amazing. Your desire to help make people's lives better is just unbelievable. The law of attraction, Aperium, has worked so beautifully that we have this community of like-minded, well-intentioned, awesome people. I want to unleash you into the world, and the place that everybody goes is a beauty salon. So thank you, David. Thanks to Amy, Noah, Rebecca. Everybody just really jumped in to make this happen. We're going live Friday, you guys. That means you guys could begin to sell, promote, download, order, all of these things. And if you have questions, keep just Facebook me. Facebook Dave, send us questions. We want to help you. This is not the last training call. There will be more. Stay tuned. But this should be more than enough to get you fired up. So the last thing I'm going to say is we have the posters. We have the flyers. We have the stickers. We have the scripts. And we have the overview. It's in the back office. Starting Friday morning, you're going to get, or let's just say Friday, you're going to get to start ordering those products, and they could actually ship starting Friday. So we're good to go. We're a week ahead of schedule, and you guys are amazing for being on the call. I just checked. We have about 400 people on the call right now. Imagine if all 400 of you went and got three salons. That's 1,200 salons that are going to help 200 people. The numbers become staggering. So let's go and do this thing.
Excellent. You want me to open up the line, Dave?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
I took a bunch of notes.
Oh, crap.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. Don't forget, tomorrow night, you and Amy, more skincare, more knowledge.
Oh, good.